This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
My goodness, is the hurricane still on your brain? Hurricane Ian left a path of destruction across parts of Southwest Florida, but one area was spared from all of the devastation surrounding them. That's called Babcock Ranch, a community of residents less than 30 miles northeast of hard-hit Fort Myers, suffered minimal damage from the powerful storm. Now, a lot of that is contributed to how the community was built. From solar panel usage to power lines that run underground, Babcock Ranch was created to withstand the power of massive storms like Ian. Now, could this be the future of coastal communities? Well, Dr. Jennifer Langwell designed the community, and the president owner of Trinity Construction Solutions joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, Jennifer. May I call you Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I'm well. So happy you could join us tonight. My goodness, the devastation that we keep seeing on each of the coasts, right, has been really challenging for this country. And people are now asking the question, why do we have to keep rebuilding in these same sections if it's going to happen every year? What do you say?
It is a little piece of the American dream to have property and build. So I don't know that we can tell people they can't build on land they own, but we can help them make informed decisions about how they build and try and push them to be more resilient and fortified with their structures.
We've been talking about this for a long time, solar, right? And of course, we see some communities that are really adding it, but a lot of cities don't want to pay for it. And I know this is a big piece of this whole design that you all have come up with, correct?
Correct. And there's an entire design team that has been working on this specific land development that will turn into a town for close to 15 years. And we've gone through conference table of iterations of design to be able to put together a combination of things that we felt would give us the most durable and resilient community, which, of course, we didn't know or have tested proof until just recently. And
just
so it
recently.
Is refreshing, actually, to see that there was a little bit of proof of concept with what we just went through.
The community of Babcock Ranch, forgive me. This is a community that's been, you've been trying for a long time to make this happen, and it finally happened. Do you believe that other communities surrounding it will accept it and say, hey, we need to get that, and what is the cost of it?
So the vision was Sid Kitson's to start with, and he will tell you point blank, we want people to copy what we're doing. We are doing what we believe is the best and most durable things we can be doing, and he wants people to take what he's doing, and he's very open about everything that we are doing as designers, as engineers, as green building, and take that information and use it again. So do we feel that there's a cost premium? I can tell you to the homes specifically, there really is not any cost premium. If there is, it's minor, and you can usually recoup that in federal tax credits. From a solar array standpoint, we actually had a partnership with the local utility. And so although we donated the land, they provided the solar panels. So looking for partnerships like that are really what facilitate something of this scale to happen.
You must be so excited to know that this is working, that it, you know, did it just work this one time with Ian, or has it been working all along?
So Ian was really, truly the test. Irma was a few years ago, and no one was living out here, and construction, moving earth, so to speak, had just started. And we had a lesson learned from Irma about how the power from the solar field was being fed into the community. And because we lost power in Irma, which was much less of a storm, we actually modified how the power was being transmitted and then sent throughout the community. So that all happened before people moved here. And we've already sat down earlier this week and talked about lessons learned from this storm and what are we going to do better? What do we need to prepare for? The what if? What if this had higher winds? What if we had more rain? Are we ready and prepared for that? Do we have redundant systems in place? And so although this worked, we're not going to stop improving what we're doing because we have still a significant quantity of this town to build out. We have 5,000 residents now, and at build out we'll have 50,000. So we have a long way to go.
Right.
And, you know, and again, continual improvement is part of what we want to do.
Well, you started on such a great foot. I mean, the community is located 30 miles inland to avoid coastal storm surges, and power lines to homes are all run underground where they are shielded from high winds. Just knowing that alone, you have a head start. How did you know 30 miles would do it?
Well, and it wasn't necessarily a 30-mile knowledge, so to speak. We still have the same wind load, the wind zone, when you look at our codes, as the coastal areas do. This was the land that was available for purchase. It was the largest land purchase in the history of Florida. And 74,000 acres was put back into permanent conservation. So really the land drove the decision to look at the community and say, you know, what do we have? We have elevation. We have 30 feet of elevation. We have the ability that we are inland, that hopefully by the time a storm would hit us, it might be less significant from a wind standpoint. Now, that really didn't happen, but that all drove the concept of really focusing in on durability for this community and saying, you know what, we're not coastal. So what is it that we do have? And we have the ability to shelter in place. If we do this right, people don't have to evacuate during a storm event. And so we really focused in on durability. We focused in on resilience. We focused in on redundancy to make sure that if by chance one system failed, we had a backup system in place.
So people they want it to be where they don't have to evacuate. I mean, I noticed a lot of people even stayed knowing that this was a, a four hurricane, and yet people stayed. I was so surprised at that, knowing how homes are usually built in Florida specifically. So I'm just curious to know how do you build something that allows you or doesn't need you to evacuate when a storm comes in? Tell me what mathematically or how you would come up with something like that, and does it exist on the Babcock Ranch? Is that what this is?
Part of our challenge is that there are many, many houses in Florida that are older. And in Florida, we had a major hurricane in the early 90s, Hurricane Andrew. And after Hurricane Andrew came, we had a significant change to building codes from a standpoint of wind loads and resistance to storms. So if you're a pre-Andrew house, which was, again, 1992, and there are about 4 million plus pre-Andrew houses that exist in the state of Florida, you are not built to the current codes. And the current codes are what we have built in Babcock 2. Now, we have added a layer on top of that, which is the Florida Green Building Coalition certification, which has a category specific to durability and disaster mitigation. So we have very much pushed our builders to build more durable structures. And we're actually now, as a result of this storm, going to start talking to them about a program called Fortified, and it's an Insurance Institute program. And it talks about making your roof more durable, making your whole structure more durable, and in doing so, gives you insurance discounts, which, as I think we all know, we're going to see probably a significant insurance rate increase here in the short future. So having programs out there or having guidelines that you can follow that allow you to go above and beyond what your minimum building code are really significant from a standpoint of durability.
So we can see now that this actually works, right? We know that what you have done, it works. Why aren't we hearing from the government in the state government in Florida saying, hey, let's get started right now. Let's start building these right now. Is it the cost?
So I would say there is a balance. And every time we do improve or make changes to the building code, we do price additional people out of the market. So there is a balance between maintaining affordability and an appropriate durability, so to speak. Now, do we need to possibly rethink those coastal areas or rethink those areas that are prone to flood? I think we've learned you can't fight Mother Nature. So right. If you're going to build in an area where Mother Nature can take its toll, then I think there needs to be a different standard. But that's something that we are beginning those discussions on. And the rebuild effort, so the Department of Economic Opportunity is controlling the rebuild funds from Hurricane Irma as well as Hurricane Michael. And every one of those rebuilds are required to be certified by the Florida Green Building Coalition. So again, we know that they're more efficient, we know that they're healthy, and we know that they're more durable than a typical code house. So yes, our state government has committed to, now we're not at a point where we've done anything with this storm because we're still in disaster recovery mode. But they have done it with the last two storms, so I absolutely anticipate conversations around when we rebuild better and more resilient and more durable.
Wow. So you do say rebuild, but to rebuild according to what you have done.
Right? Correct. I believe okay. We bumped the standard. So I don't, again, believe that if someone owns that property, you're going to necessarily be able to convince them never to build on it again. That may be the asset that they have in their family. So I think you just have to look at it from a standpoint of, you may not be able to stop them from rebuilding, but we can require them to do it in a very durable way.
Wow. It's just quite remarkable, and I'm excited about what you have brought to our show tonight, because this could go to every state, although every state is not the same. Every state has a totally different water, the way they build the homes on water, that sort of thing. I know Florida has a lot of, what is that called, the type of... It's not concrete, but it's underground, and you have a lot of those sinkholes. That's it. A lot of sinkholes in Florida. So each state has its own problems. Could this still be built on in every state?
So I can tell you in Florida, we really don't have a high concern about snow loads on our roofs. However,
yeah, right?
I'm feeling like you might. So absolutely, construction is regionally specific, right? I'm in a cooling-dominated climate. I have not used a heater in decades because we just don't need to. So it is absolutely climate-specific, but the structural components of it, and it talks about, for example, nail patterns or additional layers of underlayment. So it just talks, again, about redundancy. And I really, the fortified standards would apply nationwide. They would apply globally. So it's not something that is necessarily climate specific. They do tell you, hey, if you're in a hail zone, these are the things you do. If you're in a wind zone, these are the things you do. But, you know, for me to take how I would build a house here and put it in Minnesota just would absolutely be inappropriate. And vice versa, quite honestly.
Don't tell me that. Come on. That's what I get. Oh, man. Okay, Dr. Jennifer, I get it. I do hope that there will come a time when, you know, bright minds like yours can come together with other bright minds and be able to create homes on every part of this country, as well as the part of the world, whoever it is, that there will be homes built, because we know climate change is real and it's happening. We're watching it happen. And it's not easy to watch, by the way. So I'm really hopeful that these brilliant minds like yours will come together and find a way for every state to be able to have something like this. I am absolutely thrilled for you. Congratulations on making this happen and proving to everyone that it's possible.
Well, thank you so much.
What a pleasure. Thank you so much. And I look forward to interviewing you again in the future. Trust
me,
I'll call.
Have a great evening.
Thank you, Dr. Jennifer Langwell. Thank you. She is president and owner of Trifecta Construction Solutions, and she was joining us tonight. Isn't that hopeful when you hear that even in this small space, they were able to build homes and nothing happened to them because they knew how to build the home in order to deal with this type of weather in Florida. I hope that it spreads throughout the country, and I'm sorry, throughout the state as well as our country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.